Yesterday on our program, we heard from Dan Ashton. He's the Liberal MLA for Penticton, and he chaired a government committee that determined last year that education funding in BC was, in fact, inadequate. He was explaining on our show the government's position, given the school cuts and closures sweeping through the southern interior. After that interview, we got a few requests to fact-check Mr. Ashton's assertions. Calls like these.
Good morning. This is Sally McRoberts calling. I live in Lake Country, BC. I just listened to the interview with Dan Ashton, and he claimed that the province has put $110 million into education this year. I'd like to know what the breakdown of that money is between public education, private education, and post-secondary education in this province. Thank you.
Hi, it's Sylvia Lindgren calling. I'm the president of QP523, which is the school districts in, school districts 83, 53, and 67. And I was just listening to your story on the increased funding, apparently, for school districts, and would recommend that you not only fact check the $110 million, but that you also check what the increases have been to private education in the last few years. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks very much for the calls. Okay, lots in there, and we'll do our best to answer those specific questions. Mr. Ashton relied on two arguments during our interview. Here's the first one.
There's another $110 plus million dollars that was put into education this year. As I said, there's an additional $110 million. $110 million put into education.
So, funding has increased this year, he says, by $110 million. Here's Dan Ashton's second argument.
This government's working very hard to continue to raise the economic viability of British Columbia, doing a good job at it, and without a rising tide to lift all boats, including education. There needs to be additional funding everywhere, and how we're going to do that is continue to grow the economy. As this economy continues to pick up, that additional revenue comes forward and allows these additional funding requests to be answered.
Got that? Argument number two. As the economy grows, education funding will increase. Now, we'll return to that one in a moment. First, this $110 million. It's hard to tell exactly what Dan Ashton is referring to here. We wrote and called for clarification, but we did not receive a response. The provincial budget shows an increase in education funding of $93 million during this fiscal year. That's for K-12 and includes operation and capital budgets. It does not include post-secondary education. If you did include advanced education, the total increase would be about $118 million. So we'll give Mr. Ashton the benefit of the doubt here in terms of the dollar amount because he's in the general vicinity of truth. As for private schools, it's hard to tell exactly how much of Dan's $110 million is going to private schools. It's a complicated formula to work it out, but according to the BC Teachers Federation, over the past 10 years, private school funding has increased much faster than public school funding. Now, back to our $110 million. Mr. Ashton used that number to suggest that education funding overall was increasing, and that's a problem. Why? A boring old thing called context. If you measure funding in absolute dollars, then yes, education funding is set to increase for the next 3 years. 93, 107, and $126 million increases over the next 3 years. That's a growth, by the way, of about 1% per year. Except in real terms, that's actually not an increase at all. It's a cut. Why? Inflation.
It's not only rising food costs. Prices in all sectors except for clothing and footwear are up.
It's a really massive crisis. So with rising costs of other things such as housing, transportation, it really puts a pinch on low-income people.
Asparagus, well...
Okay, so schools aren't really buying asparagus, but school districts do pay for everything else. Gas and supplies and electricity and all that stuff. So their expenses are going up at 2% a year, while their funding is only going up half as fast. And it gets worse. Education eats up a huge amount of the provincial budget. About a quarter of your taxes go to pay for schools. But as a percentage of the provincial budget, education is actually falling. This year, it's 24.5% of the budget. By 2019, it'll be 23.7%, which suggests that education is becoming less of a priority for the government, not more of one. And that brings us to the second part of Mr. Ashton's argument.
A rising tide will lift all boats, including education.
A rising tide floats all boats. So, as the economy improves and the GDP increases, education funding should go up as well, right? That is, after all, what he just said.
Including education.
But guess what? It's not true. And the government's own projections show that. If it were true, the education budget should grow, say, at the same rate as GDP, right? But according to BC budget documents, it won't. In fact, the exact opposite is true. As our economy grows, the real amount going to education is not actually growing, but is shrinking. Government documents show that between now and 2019, education, measured as a percentage of the GDP, will fall from 4.86% to 4.74%. Now, that sounds like a tiny change, but it's not. It's huge. How huge? Consider this. Let's just pretend for a moment that the government did plan to do what Dan Ashton claimed, say, peg education funding to GDP and account for inflation. If the government did that, between now and 2019, there would be an injection into the education system of a whopping $850 million. If you hear something on our show that sounds hanky, let us know. We'll do our best to check it out. 1-888-662-6628. You can reach us online, cbc.ca/daybreaksouth.